After the U.S. hit three nuclear facilities over the weekend in Iran, Iran is considering how it might respond. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi spoke to reporters in Turkey. His comments were broadcast by the AP.
The U.S. administration holds sole and full responsibility for the consequences of its actions, including the Islamic Republic of Iran's right to self-defense under the principles of the United Charter.
We turn to NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie. Greg, good morning to you.
Hi, Michelle.
So just let's start with what Iran is saying it might do.
You know, we haven't heard a lot from Iran's top leaders recently. Most of them have not been in public. But Iran's Revolutionary Guards, the elite military unit, released a video overnight with a spokesman saying the U.S. will face, quote, regrettable and unpredictable consequences. He went on to say the U.S. can start this war, but we'll be the ones who end it. The one figure we have heard a bit from is the foreign minister, Abbas Araghchi. We heard a bit of his tape. Now, he's in Russia today, but he spoke Sunday in Turkey. He said his country has the right to respond and, quote, reserves all options to defend its security.
What options might he be talking about?
Yeah, Iran or one of its proxies could fire a missile or a drone at U.S. troops in the region. There are around 40,000 U.S. forces at multiple bases. They are on high alert and well aware that Iran has carried out these kind of attacks in the past. Iran could also try to disrupt oil shipping in the Gulf. As we heard, Iran's parliament on Sunday approved closing the Strait of Hormuz. About 20% of the world's oil goes through the strait every day. And the U.S., though, we should note, has moved a large naval presence into the region, and it is very well positioned to respond. Iran could take its time and wait before attacking a softer civilian target in the Middle East or beyond. Iran has been linked to many terrorist attacks in the past, and Iran also has decent cyber forces and could try to carry out some sort of cyber attack.
Okay, so we're hearing that Iran may have a range of options, but wouldn't this risk this some kind of a back and forth with the U.S.?
Yes, and this is why Iran is in such a difficult position right now. It's already fighting Israel and is on the losing end of that confrontation. So if Iran doesn't respond to the U.S., which just bombed its most important nuclear sites, then Iran will look very weak. But if it does respond, then Iran is likely to face an even larger hit from the U.S. President Trump has already threatened this. So Iran has to decide if it wants to take on two military powers at the same time.
Does Iran have non-military options? For example, could it seek a ceasefire and peace negotiations?
Yeah, Michelle, that's theoretically possible, but Iran is in a position of real weakness right now and would have to make some major concessions. Now, Israel has the upper hand in the fighting and shows every sign of wanting to press ahead with that advantage while it has the military momentum. And Iran is really not expressing interest in talks right now, saying that there will be no peace negotiations while Iran is under assault.
That is NPR's Greg Myrie. Greg, thank you.
Sure thing, Michelle.